7 Japan Mobile.
The U2T stationary.
Is this on the computer?
Well, I just come in here to check something out. I've got to head out. Got to go pick me up a thing to go in the shower for, you know, spray head and all that stuff. And one I had broke off, and I can't get the old piece of pipe out of the thing, so I got to go buy me a new one to put up so it'll hold the shower head and all. And I was checking on the guys. They're putting up new power poles all along this street, and I want to make sure I wasn't going to leave radios and computers on here at the house and have the power get flipped off by them.
Did you go in your fuse panels and just shut the main breaker off till they're done? You're not going to be at home.
Oh, well, right now they're just putting up a pole, and they've been moving lines for the... This crew on this end of the road has been moving lines for, three or four weeks now. And they were doing it the other day and didn't have any problem. The problem I have is with the local guys from Sumter Utilities, which are working on the other end of this road doing the same thing. But these guys are here from a group. And I found out most of the guys that are working for this group, they're all contracting for Duke Energy. But these are guys, their whole crew, the guys I'm talking to out here, they're all from Canada except for one guy. They got one guy that's out of California, but the rest of their crew is all out of Canada working here.
We'll do a good job, eh?
Well, this end's been doing so good so far. They haven't had any problems. It was one of the guys at the other end. And they've been working with live lines, but today they're moving over moving stuff over on a pole further up the road where they've already set the pole. And I found out, I was talking with a guy this morning, they're going to come through and they're moving things off and they're hanging them on outliers. And then they're going to come through and run a whole new wire on all of these poles, and then they'll transfer all the connections over to the new lines. So along with new poles, we get new power wire.
Sounds like you'll be power happy then.
Well, I may almost get a... I just had a conversation with the guy in charge of the crew at my end of things, and I was talking about what they were going to do when they pulled up the old poles. And I said, well, hey, I would love to have one of those, you know, even if they're only about 20, 25 feet high, I get one of those and you can get it up in the air. I can put a beam on the top of that, you know. I got a possibility of something, a lightweight beam at the top. And they may work out a deal where if he got an extra one that's in fairly good condition, I find out where my septic lines all run, he'll get someone to come over and pop a hole and plug it in and drop it in it for me and close it up.
There you go. You'd be in good shape.
Yep. So anyway, so what you up to today?
I'm going to look at a place. I built some stairs and I got the crew over there staining this guy's entire cabin. So I'm going to check on that, make sure it looks good, and then get some money over to them guys. And then I'm going to stop at the post office box. And that's about it. I'm going to start, I've already started really, but I got to start getting stuff together for the convention. I'm leaving Wednesday morning.
Yeah, that's next weekend, isn't it?
Saturday.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go. Ended up with a couple of things here that are keeping me from going. I got a doctor's appointment on Friday, and then I got another thing for a thing at church on Saturday, and for another funeral, I've got to be there to open up. So that'll keep me from getting out of town this weekend.
You get to miss me standing on stage giving a presentation. That ought to be a real hoot on Friday. And then, of course, door prizes all day Saturday, banquet Saturday night, and banquet prizes in the evening. It'll be over with faster than we even know.
Yep. What kind of presentation you going to be making?
A presentation for boot camp. It's going to be on Logbook of the World, setting up and getting Logbook of the World functioning, and then... After that, part of my second half is N3FJP setup and then configuring them both to work together. And a slight little, about 5 minutes on getting JT Alert and getting all that set up and working so they can one-click everything and it's on the way to the Logbook of the World.
Ah, sounds like a good deal. I worked a bunch of FT8 last night on 80, and then I worked some on 160 last night before I went to bed. And all, because I couldn't get on any voice things. I just got my voice back this morning. I was going to get on a voice net last night, and nothing there. So, anyway, well, I'll let you get about it. I'm getting ready to get out of here because I got to go up to Home Depot or Lowe's and see what I can find. Talk to you later. ND7J, W2T.
All right, Rusty, have a good one. Yeah, I'm just about ready to pull up to this cabin driveway here, so I'll catch you later on ND7J, clear.